day with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's gonna be a good day today. I can feel it in my bones. Cold though. 7 tonight. Where were we 1 week ago today? Basking in the 80 degree temperatures of Jamaica. Every day we were there, it was 79 to 82, and every night it was 74 degrees. And now it's 7 tonight.
What do you think? I was thinking about this on the trip. What do you think a perfect length of a trip is?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
See, I almost think 2 weeks is too much. You think?
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing. If you're miserable, it's too much.
If it's almost too indulgent.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But think about Hawaii.
You're eating like every 3 hours.
No. I didn't gain a pound. I didn't gain 1 pound.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't gain a pound. I ate like 5 pounds of bacon.
Yeah. Every day.
I did. That bacon was cooked. I've never had bacon cooked as perfect as...
I didn't think it was perfect. Half of it wasn't even done.
Well, you got to pick the good parts out, yeah. But the ones that were done well, it was...
That's a great question, though. I would say
10 days.
But it just depends on where you are and where you came from. You know, if you're in Canada, these people we met from Canada, where when they left home without wind chill, it was 20 below. Yeah. I got news for you. Ask them if they think 2 weeks in Jamaica is too long. No.
But I like to drink on those trips, and you drink all day. You can't really do that for a long time.
Well, just don't do that.
Well, you have to. You're in Jamaica. That's part of the rules.
I could do, there was a time when I wouldn't even take vacation. I worked for myself, and I talked to Pian about this off the air yesterday. When I first went to work for myself, I felt if I go on vacation, I'll miss a call and I'll miss some work, which I would because I was a freelance, independent. And if somebody called and said, hey, we got a job tomorrow. Can you be down at Technisonic Studios or whatever? We've got a voice thing, a character. You bet I'll be there. Well, if I couldn't make it, I lose that gig. Somebody else gets it. And I wouldn't go for 2 or 3 years anywhere. And then I finally thought, well, this is ridiculous. I'll never go on vacation to do that. So you just go. And if they can and they really want you, they'll hold it till you get back. And if not, that's just the way it is. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the last day of the month of February 2013.
January.
What did I say?
February.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Last day of January. I was thinking ahead. Tomorrow. Oh, man, one of my favorite holidays, Groundhog Day.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Great movie, though.
Maybe the dumbest. Great movie, dumb holiday. Maybe the dumbest holiday we have is Groundhog Day. But it's not recognized. Nobody gets off for Groundhog. It's not really.
Yeah, no. Why do we even have it? I don't know how it's done.
So here's the deal. Here's the rundown. Dawn Meadows-Dixon will join us today, and she's going to go over a movie. You're going to call. If you've never called before, we love first-time callers. We'd love to have you. Facebook page. I finally got my lazy butt moving, and I uploaded to YouTube about, what do you think, Pion, 16 videos?
Yeah, we have a total of 22 videos from Jamaica.
They're on the Facebook page. And once again, you do not have to have your own Facebook page to look at our page. It's public viewing, facebook.com/AM and the PM. You'll see the Jamaican videos there, and we're still not finished. I have a couple that I took with my wife's camera, which is also a video camera that I haven't put up yet. But most of it, you'll get the idea. You watch these, and I defy you to watch them and not think to yourself, if there's any way I can swing it. If they do this again, I got to go be part of this, because there's some fun stuff on there, especially the magic water carpet. It's a floating...
Yeah.
think of a... those things that you, those floaties that, you lie on in the pool, they're the thick rubber and they make ski belts out of them, and you know how people float on. Well, think of one of those rolled out about 15 feet. And it's like a runner, carpet runner, and it floats, and people try to walk the length of it. It's hysterical.
Yes, or run.
It's like trying to walk on a waterbed that's half full. So that's on there.
I attempted it. My attempt is on there, and Dan's attempt.
Yeah.
My attempt was just, I didn't want to hurt
my
back.
Don't spoil it.
No,
don't spoil
it. You will also see AM and the PM Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
The women, some of the women on our trip got a little bit crazy.
They did.
And got into a little dance routine by the pool. You'll see that. You get nice shots of the beach and the whole resort area. So enjoy it. It's up there for your viewing pleasure. Burke segment. Anything.
Yes.
All right.
Let's a few things, yeah.
Oh, and while we do this, feel free to call 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. We're going to talk a lot today. We start with Peon. What do you have, Peon?
First thing I'd like to mention, I'm very happy to hear that this dog, this scumbag, decided to turn his dog into a kill shelter because he thought his dog was gay.
What?
Yes.
How can you...
So he turned this dog, and this dog was going to get euthanized within days or
Why, because he humped another dog, a male dog?
Yeah, yeah.
So all dogs do that.
Yeah, so this scum of the earth turned his dog into a shelter and was going to get killed. So thankfully, a bunch of people, you know, it got spread around, and a bunch of people called, and the dog was adopted. So
Will they do that, though? If you took your dog and said, I think my dog's gay, would you kill it? Would they wouldn't do that.
Well, right? If you take it to a shelter...
That's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a kill shelter, I mean...
Wow.
That's why this guy is an absolute scum, because he could have taken it to a shelter that doesn't...
I couldn't work at the kill shelters.
I know.
Can you imagine?
I know. I know I couldn't.
Like Open Door Animal Sanctuary here in town, they're not a kill shelter.
Oh, yeah, Randy
Graham. So the gay dog has a new
Randy
home.
Graham's not,
Yeah. Yes. Yes, so that was.
And why can't there be gay dogs? They could be homosexual dogs. That could happen.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if you could ever tell because a dog.
They hump anything.
Anyway. Right. Yeah.
Their
dog will hump your leg.
Yeah.
Rough. Right.
Second thing, I saw this story. We just got back from a trip, and this is a pretty wild story. This list of you know, people when they go out of town, they call their paper and say, "Hold my delivery."
I saw that.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I just
and
caught
this guy,
tail end of
this
it.
Some guy that works for the a contractor stole the list, the vacation list, and he gave it to these other guys, and they went out and burglarized all these homes while they knew people were gone because they were having their paper held. So I don't know if that's a good idea to do anymore.
You know what? Anymore,
there's nothing you can do.
There's no way.
Because if you leave papers pile up,
yeah, but there's no way
to
protect yourself anymore. Because there's somebody who's figured out a way you never thought of.
Oh, would think of that? Right.
No. Now, I can understand if you see the papers piled up in the driveway, you go, well, that's 2 weeks' worth of papers. They might not be home. But, yeah, you have it withheld. Who'd ever thought?
Somebody's going to steal that list from the paper company.
Yeah, working in the newspaper goes, hey, I know who's on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing I have, this is a pretty funny audio clip I have here. This is a reporter down in New Orleans where the Super Bowl is going to be held, and she was just down on Bourbon Street, you know, doing a little preview of what's going to happen, you know,
right.
The cleanup on the street and everything. And this drunk chick comes up and does one of those break-ins where they start screaming behind him. So I'll just play the audio. This is pretty funny.
Do you like how Troy talked about how the zombies out here? Because that basically what is left is the people walking around with this glazed look in their eyes and just stumbling.
Hey.
Like this one behind me. Hi, yes, how are you doing?
California.
Oh, very nice to meet you. You know,
49ers.
You're going to do an interview with us?
Sure.
Okay, because we were just talking about here along Bourbon Street and the STD rate that's been going on here. And so how long have you had an STD?
I don't have an STD.
Oh, then why did you want to talk?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
Nothing to be ashamed of right now.
No, I don't have an STD. That's
oh, okay, okay,
oh,
yeah. Yes. Anyway, so I've been taking care of that in my own little way.
49ers.
So you can see what I've been having to deal with.
So that was pretty good. She had something ready.
She was
just
really
in case.
Smart.
So, yes.
How long have you had an
have
STD?
Have a routine ready. If
I don't get rid of them.
So we're doing a story about STDs. How long have you had your STDs?
You ever been to New Orleans?
I've never been.
Dan, you ever been to New Orleans?
No, I have not.
Said they were pouring pine salt just because the urine smell and everything.
I've been once, and it wasn't even Super Bowl. if I never go to New Orleans again, it'll be too soon. I hated New Orleans.
I would have to go just to see the debauchery.
It's a sewer.
Yeah.
Bourbon Street is a sewer. People peeing in public, vomiting. It was disgusting to me. And it was just a regular weekend in New Orleans. We went with another couple and thought, hey, let's see what the big deal is.
Right, you just think it's Mardi Gras. No, I think it's every week there.
Here's the other thing. The food's not that big a deal. We have as good a food here in St. Louis. Every town claims, oh, you've got our restaurants. Are the, no, they're not. They're not any better.
I couldn't even imagine going there for the Mardi Gras.
I hate it.
Oh, Mardi Gras.
Oh, Mardi Gras is insane.
Super Bowl is going to be crazy, too.
And we have the second largest Mardi Gras parade, right, besides New Orleans.
What else do you have?
That was it. That was all I had.
Danny, have anything?
No, nothing.
All right, Burke's segment is officially... I see the phones are ringing. We're going to go right to them. Let me throw the numbers out. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Off we go. Here's Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
How can we help you?
Well.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, took a vacation and drove the car down to southern Mexico last winter, and we left on January 28th, and it's just eating away at me to do the same vacation. Took 2 months and 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Okay, which goes back to Peon's question, how long a vacation is too long? That seems long to me for Mexico.
And to drive through the entire country.
Not for Mexico. I think the whole winter is a nice vacation.
Well, if you live where it's cold, I agree with you. To me, if you go anywhere and get out of here when it's cold, I don't think you're going to feel like, oh, I've been gone too long.
But I was talking at a resort where you're just indulging in everything, you know, just because...
You're not moving around, you're not going place to place.
Yeah, not tent camping and sleeping in the cheap accommodations. We had a holler monkey defecate and urinate on our tent.
Oh.
That's nice.
How was it driving through the entire country of Mexico?
We took toll roads, which are quotas down there, and just like driving here.
Are there places you have to avoid, though?
The whole northern area is a good area to.
Well, you have to get through the north.
It's
kind of
hard to get through that and get from the United States down there without going through that northern area.
Sure, we made it 1 day's drive. It was 26 hours to the border. Stayed at Eagle Pass.
Wow. Off at
Eagle Pass, Piedras Negras. Drove down around. Matawala is the name of it, and then Mexico City, south of Mexico City the next day, and then down to the Guatemalan border on the third day.
Right, who was this, just two of you?
It was my fiance Diana and a little puppy dog.
Well, wait a minute. No wonder it was a nice. You had your fiance.
You weren't married.
You weren't married. Of course it was. Of course it was nice. Well, fiancés do things.
Have you done that again since you? Have you gotten married yet?
No, not yet. We're working on that.
Tell you what, make that same trip after you've been married about 5 or 6 years and check in with us. And let's see
2 months
kinda,
in a car to get
see how I doubt we'll be tent camping. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. So they tent camped for 2 months?
That's amazing.
No, I'm not tough enough to do that. I recognize this name. She was on our trip with us and other trips as well. Lindia, how are you?
I am great, Frank, but I'm a little ticked at you.
Why?
Well, because yesterday you said that February was the worst month of the year.
To me, that's a personal opinion.
Yeah. And today you said Groundhog's Day is a stupid holiday.
And it is.
And, well, and I just wanted to tell you that Groundhog's Day is my birthday.
It's still a stupid holiday. It may be your birthday, but it doesn't make it any less stupid as a holiday. It's a fine birthday date. But even you have to admit, that whole Punxsutawney Phil thing got old a long time ago.
Well,
they ought to do away with that and just concentrate on your birthday. That's what they ought to do.
Okay. Well, most people don't forget my birthday because they do know it's Groundhog Day. That's the only good thing about
it. That's one advantage, having it on Groundhog's Day. No, I stand by the fact that I think it's the dumbest holiday there is. But I'm glad. I hope you have a great birthday in 2 days. How was the trip?
Oh, Lord.
Wasn't
Are you
great?
Kidding? It was incredible.
Now, if you look at our videos, There's the group shot of the AM and the PM Girls Gone Wild when you're all at the pool doing the dance-off, the final dance-off. I think you're in that. You may want to check that out.
Yeah, I am in that.
Okay.
Yes. It was all St. Louis girls, though.
Yeah, that was cool. Good to see.
Wasn't that interesting?
Representing.
Yeah, the finals, nobody made the finals but all AM and the PM women.
Yeah.
And that judge, they didn't know who we were, that we were all. It just so happens we happen to have the hottest, wildest, craziest, neatest women on the whole resort.
Yeah.
That's just the way it worked out.
Well, that's AM and the PM girls, that's for sure.
All right, Lindia, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you very much,
right.
Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, gang.
Bye, goes. Lindia.
There she goes till the next trip, if there's a next trip. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
And I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I just want to share a New Orleans story. We were coming back from Florida, and my wife and I had never been to New Orleans, so we drove across the coast, and it was late at night, and we picked the wrong weekend because it was Jazz Festival weekend or something.
No.
So we pull into, there's only one hotel that we can find that's got an opening. So we go in, and I pay, and, you know, and I see a sign, you have 10 minutes to take the room, and I'm thinking, what is this about?
I've never heard of
such a thing. We go to the room, and I have this habit of always walking in first and going all the way back, checking the shower to make sure no one's back there hiding and all that, kind of paranoia. Well, I turn around. My wife is like she had seen a ghost. Some guy had followed her into the place. And we're like, wow. So we go back. We said, hey, we can't, you know, take the room. And the clerk told me we couldn't get it back because we came back in 11 minutes and not under 10.
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. But you know what? I yelled and screamed enough, and we eventually got back in the car and kept driving towards Memphis because, I mean, what a mess.
You get your money back? You got your money back?
Oh, yeah.
How much was the room? How much was the room?
I think it was like 45.
Okay.
It wasn't the greatest. It wasn't a four star.
Yeah, but it wasn't a Motel 6 for $45.
No, it was,
you know.
Yeah, but that kind of convinced me that New Orleans isn't my cup of tea, you know.
And that was isolated incident, one hotel. If you really want to hate New Orleans, go down to Bourbon Street on a Friday or Saturday night about midnight and watch people throw up on your shoes. that'll do it for you.
I think I'll pass.
All right, Kevin, thank you for the call.
Glad you guys had a great time in Jamaica. We're planning on going down this summer, so, you know, hopefully you guys left some fun.
Well, hold on. You're planning on going this summer?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put it off, save a little extra dough, and just go wherever we go if we go again?
Well, Frank, I teach school, and it's hard for me to get off a week during the school year.
Why would you go somewhere even hotter, though, in the summer? Why don't you go to Alaska or something?
Yeah.
I mean, you know how hot it is down there in the summer?
That might not be, you know, it really isn't that much different than what it is here, you know, when we get down there. I just like how peaceful and, you know, everything's kind of laid back.
Well, here's the other upside to going in the summer. You'll have the run of the place because the service will have to be extraordinary because I can't imagine they're even half full. So that's the good news. It will not be packed in the summer.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call. All right. We got to do a little business here. Business. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to keep inviting you to go into Amini's until eventually everybody listening has been in Amini's. Amini's came up three different times on our trip from listeners who mentioned they'd never been. It's the same story. It's the same thing that kept me from going in for a long time. And I don't know that I really understand it except to say that I was guilty of it, too. Sometimes when you look at a building and you don't really get it or know what it is, you'd think the natural reaction would be, well, let's go in there and walk through and find out. Sometimes that's not. The reaction is, well, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Am I going to go in there because I don't know. I don't understand what the store is. And a lot of people say that about Amini's. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing when you're not a common, run-of-the-mill, ordinary store. You can't be labeled like a lot of stores are. It's an extraordinary store. There's not another store in St. Louis like it. And the best way to tell you what you'll find when you get into Amini's is to say to you, there's a little bit of everything in there except for two major categories. You're not going to find washer, dryer, refrigerator. They're not in the appliance business. And they're not in the electronics business, if you're thinking of TVs, cell phones, computers. Now, they certainly have some things there that are electronic. We bought one of our sons an electronic dartboard for his basement, $350. Worth every dollar, because when you take a look at that dartboard at Amini's for $350 versus some of the $59.99 cheap pieces of garbage in some of the discount stores, the Target, Kmart type stores, no comparison. No comparison. Ping pong tables, pool tables, pinball machines, arcade machines, like the real kind that you'd find in a restaurant or a bar. Foosball. Jukeboxes. Jukeboxes that either play CDs or 10,000. I believe that's the number they told me that the jukebox plays, that you literally dump songs from iTunes, from your iPhone or your MP3 right into the jukebox. And it has on the front of the jukebox pages the way an iPad would. You can flip through with your finger. It's unbelievable. And the sound system in the jukebox is unbelievable. Maybe that's out of your price range. Maybe you're looking for a beautiful area rug and you never would have thought of Amini. Well, I'm not going to go to a pinball place to get an area rug or where they sell pool tables. Oh, yes, you should. 3,000 plus, over 3,000 area rugs from $500 up to the most expensive rug that I saw there was $200,000. Now, you tell me another store that has that kind of range in beautiful rugs, $500 to a couple hundred thousand. By the way, there aren't many of those couple hundred thousand dollar rugs. Big room, small room, machine made, hand knotted. It's all there. And then there's the lighting department, the Jaffe lighting, the incredible Jaffe lighting display upstairs. Go to Amini's, walk around. If you don't want to be bothered, say, I just want to see this place. They'll leave you alone. Tell them you're AM and the PM. They'll be extra nice to you. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com is the website. Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome, Boone's Crossing exit off Highway 40.
Well, we've got some nasty weather out there right now, and it's causing some slick spots, especially on ramps and overpasses. Tim Weiland's here to fill you in on the rest.
And I do know over here at the airport, it's starting to lighten up a little bit. So, yeah, it's causing some problems. We've got some real heavy, heavy stop-and-go traffic on westbound 70 now. It's from about the McKelvey overpass up to the Blanchette Bridge. Also, we've got a stall, it looks like, on westbound 70 at Grand. Slow traffic now southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Another stall on eastbound 70 just before 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. On a budget, Allstate agents are here to help you save with the Allstate Value Plan. It's Allstate's most affordable car insurance, and you still get an agent. To get a quote, find an agent near you at Allstate.com. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Thursday night show brings you music as it always does. Thursday night music club comes your way. Also, Men's Health has a new article in St. Louis, doesn't do very well. We'll talk to him about that. Also, comedian Harlan Williams. Much to do, but it won't be the same without you. We'll see you tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stories and friendly chatter over your breakfast, a quick lunch bite and leisurely conversation with your friend, in a restaurant that feels like home. In a world of fast food sameness, it's nice to know that there's a place where you can relax and enjoy food made from scratch. A place that feels like home. A place called Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant. From the items they offer, to the ingredients they use, to the caliber of their staff, everything has been selected with this thought in mind, exceeding their customers' expectations. At Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, they mix their batters from scratch daily and offer a wide variety of soups and yummy desserts. It's a breath of fresh air for any busy day, and the perfect backdrop for hearty portions of the home-cooked flavors you enjoyed at Grandma's kitchen table. What are you hungry for? It's probably on the menu, and they'll serve it up with a smile. Come home to Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, 1881 Sherman Drive, near the corner of Highway 94 and St. Charles. Online at ginghamsrestaurant.com.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Elman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Land Insurance.
MLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Attention, Oriental rug buyers. This is the last week for your chance to own a beautiful, decorative, handcrafted Oriental rug for a fraction of the value. Hakimi & Brothers, a long-established St. Louis company, has been providing clients gorgeous Oriental rugs for many years and is now going out of business. You now have only 1 week left to purchase one of their decorative investment pieces from their multi-million dollar inventory. The Hakimi & Brothers showroom will be closing their doors in 1 week and looks forward to selling you a beautiful handcrafted investment piece that will be cherished for many years to come. The Hakimi & Brothers showroom is located at 7911 Clayton Road, just east of the Galleria. Call 314-725-3600. 314-725-3600 for more information or directions. There's just 1 week left for your chance to own handcrafted Oriental rugs for just a fraction of the value. Don't wait. You have only 1 week left. Hakimi & Brothers, 314-725-3600.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know it doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
The big game is fast approaching. And what do you plan to munch on while you're watching? Not the usual boring chips and pretzels, we hope. Before the game, pick up some award-winning, best-tasting, freshest barbecue in town from PM Barbecue. Winner of the best brisket and favorite new restaurant in 2011 from the Riverfront Times. Tastiest of 2010 from the Post-Dispatch Go magazine. Definitely better to munch on during the big game than chips and pretzels. PM Barbecue is located at 161 Long Road in Chesterfield. Check out their menu at pmbbq.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off appliances of $397 or more. With free haul away and delivery on brands like Whirlpool, Samsung, and Frigidaire, it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Too bad John Londo wasn't able to make it on our trip, because there were a couple of days where that Caribbean sun was so intense. It would have been nice to have been able to stand under his nose.
Oh, my goodness.
He can't hear me, can he?
No.
Okay. Thank goodness. I'd have provided some good shade. Well, he can't hear it.
I know. Even though he can't hear you, I still don't go for it.
No.
You don't?
No.
Why'd you laugh?
I don't know. Nervous laughter.
Let's check in with the man, John Londoff. Hello, John.
I thought Dan hung up on me.
No, we would never hang up on you.
No.
No, okay. Just couldn't hear the audio for a while.
Oh, how are you, Frank?
It was great till I got out of my car to try to fill up with gas, and the snow was driven sideways to the wind and tried to cut me in half. But it's going to be a cold one tonight, 7 tonight.
So it was going to cut you in half.
Yeah, the wind was so cold it cuts you in half. Never heard that expression?
You know, I have, but I was just thinking about, I'm just visualizing the wind cutting you in half.
Why would you want to visualize something so horrible?
Grotesque
is that?
I just don't see it happening.
Oh, you're trying to say I'm too long? No, here's what he's saying. I'm too big.
Enough.
Yeah, I'm so big.
You're strong.
No,
like
that's not what you meant. I'm so big and fat that the wind can cut me in half.
I'm
smaller. No, that's what you meant.
I would
barely give you a scar.
No,
maybe.
This is such a one-sided
deal.
It's
like the
deal.
Wind's going, oh, man, I got to stop. I can't go anywhere.
I'm not going to be able to cut this guy in half.
Yeah.
He's too fat.
Like a wind blocker.
Hey,
think I am, a hurricane?
You need to go on our Facebook page and take a look at our Jamaican pictures. I think you'll like them.
You know, our director of marketing and my adorable sister-in-law, Kitty Harrison, was telling me all about that, you know, that there's some great pictures.
That's some fun stuff up there.
I thought, though, you were more into a red Speedo versus a black Speedo.
I'm into no Speedo.
Oh.
No, I don't mean no Speedo as in no pants. I mean no Speedo.
Oh.
I'll tell you, my favorite trunks, you know, if anybody remembers, they used to have, they were called Jams.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man, they're the best. And they were below the knee, big old baggy,
surfer shorts.
Yeah, colorful Jimmy Buffett pattern type pants. I love big drawstring, great fat guy pants. I loved them. But they look better, of course, on skinny guys, but then everything does. Skinny guys, clothes just hang better on you.
Yeah.
When you're thin.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, you would. You're one of them. What's going on over there today?
Say hi to Ken Whitney.
I'd love to.
The guy that taught me more about how to sell cars when he was working for my dad. Many, picking up a Camaro. Ken, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello there. How you guys doing?
Ken, we're doing great. How are you?
Good. I listen to you all the time.
What?
I listen to you all the time.
Cut out the first time there.
Yeah, well, good for you, Ken. That makes you my kind of guy. Did you buy a new Camaro?
Yeah, I did. The only radio station works on it is your radio station. John took the other ones off.
Wow. How about that?
That's the way it ought to be. Ken, what color is your Camaro?
Black.
Oh.
Nice.
Tint the windows, okay? Have them tent the windows.
I'm going to tomorrow.
Perfect. Stick shift or automatic?
Automatic.
See, that's what I would do, and I'll tell you, there's a great article I read 3 weeks ago, and it said there was a time when two things happened with a manual transmission. One, you got noticeably different gas mileage. Said those days are over. That's not true anymore. And two, that you'd get quicker acceleration. That's not true either. Most people can't, in a synchronized way, shift as effectively as a good automatic transmission will shift, so you no longer get that added acceleration with manual. People just drive manual because they just like to shift. I'm with you. I do an automatic. Which engine did you get?
V8.
Ooh, this guy. This guy knows how to buy a Camaro. Yeah. Well, good for you, Ken. Now, having worked years ago for Orlando, did you get some kind of special, you know, previous employee type of break?
Oh, I'm sure I will. We ain't worked all that out yet, but I'm sure I will.
Tell me, you want that, and you want the AM and the PM break as well.
Right, the family discount.
There you go.
He gets the family discount. He's like a brother to me. Great, great guy. Funny. Oh, my God.
Of course, I'm old, though.
No, you're not.
Oh, that's all a matter of if you're AM and the PM, so you can't feel that old.
Oh, well, you're probably right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And
I'm looking at some of these pictures. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ken, you just sit back now, relax, and listen to the magic as we sell some vehicles here.
Okay, sir.
You are the best. You really do. I can't tell you how many more people bought from us today and last night. And now, which one? I'm trying to figure out where you are dancing on this.
I didn't do the magic.
No, he's all behind the camera.
No, I don't. Certain things I know not to do because I'd be humiliated if I did it. But for those who haven't seen the video, it's called the magic carpet. It's a water mat, and it floats out over the pool, and it's like a long hallway carpet, but it's rubber, and it floats, and it little kids would get on there and they just scamper right across it. And it looks pretty easy. But if you're more than, I don't know, let's say 175 pounds, good luck. It's not easy.
Yeah, and try not to laugh at my
You'll see Peon and Dan
too.
Looking really stupid walking this thing.
I was just looking at the AM and the PM Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah. That's some good dancing.
And my wife's in there too, dancing in the black suit. She went a little bit crazy on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I'm looking at the Japanese restaurant.
Oh, that was, let me tell you something. I've been in.
We have two plates in front of you.
I do not. I've been in the Japanese restaurants around here, and they're really good, and I enjoy it. But these Jamaican cooks, they were not Japanese. Did they not, Peon and Dan, put on a better show than any Japanese cook at a restaurant I've ever seen? They were really entertaining, and the food was great. We all agree that's probably the best meal we had there was at the Japanese restaurant.
I'm back to the AM and the PM Girls Gone Wild again.
Yeah, I expected you would be.
Watching that over and over.
What do you think? We need to sell something here. We're a little late today.
We do need to. It's the last day of the month, kids. We're going to be here late tonight, even though the switchboard, the phone might shut down at 6:30 tonight. We're going to be here late. Some great deals. We have a lot of inventory. We're here to sell.
Oh, I got a great email from a lady, and she said she heard us when you said we have whatever the number was. Well, here, I'll give you an example. How many of the Equinox vehicles do you have in stock now? Just give me a round number.
We have over 90 in stock. We at one time had about 150, and we're down. If we order about 30 to 40 to 50 every month, so that's what we sell.
Okay, so I think what you had said was we have over 100 Equinox in stock, and I said that day, I don't think that's the plural. I think the plural would be Equinoxes. And then you accused us of making fun of you, as you usually do.
So you do make fun of me.
Well, this lady writes me, and I think she's got the solution. She said the plural of ox is oxen, so just make it equinoxen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works. Yeah. We have over 100 equinoxen in stock. I like it. Hey, they're listening. They're paying attention.
100 equinox in stock.
No, see?
Equinoxes.
Not equinoxes. Equinox.
Yes, it is.
100 equinox in stock.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we'd like to get down here in the next few weeks down to zero. How about that?
No, you don't. You never want
zero. Sell us out. Buy them all.
You don't want them all sold. Then somebody comes in, they want an equinox. You don't have
it. We'll be able to make arrangements, I'm sure, to get them in.
We'll be able to.
You'll figure it out.
Go again. I tell you where we went last night, the new Cheshire. We got to go. We went to the restaurant Saturday after the big auto show. Congratulations to Chris Edelman, Katie Heineman, Lisa Pisell, and Chris Ambrose. They did a great job. One of the best auto show ever. And we had a big charity event on Saturday night. Then we went to the restaurant at the Cheshire. And then
Is it still a hotel too? Wasn't it?
I think they have three restaurants. The restaurant, which is the fine dining, it's still very casual. The Fox and Hound, and then down in the basement, which used to be the banquet room. Right. This place is unbelievable. I mean, a huge bar. It must hold 50, 60 people, HD TVs, and it's a pizza and like small plates, tapas restaurant with a big fireplace. Wow, great food.
They used to have a blind guy played the piano there in the bar. Remember that?
I don't remember the blind guy.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I do. I do. It's a Fox and Hound.
Yeah, had silver hair, gray haired guy, blind guy. We're out of time already. We need to.
Well, the phone number here, Frank, is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And you know where we are?
I sure do.
Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit.
Wow.
A Washington Elizabeth exit. 24/7. 365 at lawnduff.com, LONDOFF.com. Shop us online, everybody does, and you can make it just even easier. You can put your credit application online, save a lot of time, and everything's done electronically, digital, and it's fun.
Is Ken still there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Hey, Ken, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Enjoy that Camaro.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
All right.
By the way, your wife just called me about 30 minutes ago.
Whose wife?
Your wife.
What for?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
Wow. Well, isn't this great? Oh.
Isn't this just wow. Send all your listeners in here. We're going to stay as late as we have to.
Oh, wait, wasn't there? He said he couldn't go at a certain time today. He had to go later than normal today.
I need a little extra time today.
And then we find out now that's exactly the time he was talking to your wife.
If I get home and there's a new Corvette in our garage and it's not for me, we're going to have a chat.
Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up.
I was here taking care of one of my best buddies in life, Mr. Whitney, with his delivery. So,
all right. All righty. Well, Ken, again, a pleasure. John, we'll send you some business.
All right. See you, kids. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Your wife just called.
That's weird.
I can't go at the normal time. I can tell you,
if I can get one of those new Corvettes out of the deal, I'm okay with it.
Let her just do whatever.
Knock yourself out. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day,
honey. Proposal. Yeah.
See you in leave Friday. See you Monday. Have a nice weekend. Leave me the keys to the Corvette. We're coming right back. I promise we will. Big 550 KTRS.
All right. There's lots of problems out there right now because of the weather. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
There are a lot of problems out there, and I haven't seen westbound 70 this jammed up for a long time, and it starts from downtown out of the depressed section, goes all the way out through Grand. You're going to find it a little heavy past the airport, again from St. Charles Rock, or excuse me, from the McKelvey Overpass out to the Blanchet Bridge. Northbound 170 stacks up from Forest Park Parkway to the Rock Road, and then from Highway 70 up through 270. Westbound 64, it's jammed from Kings Highway through McCausland, Spady through Maryville Center, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. You've got slow pockets. On southbound 270, it looks like we are heavy now from approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. It's not one solid jam, but there's a lot of stop-and-go pockets in there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
At Advance Auto Parts, we got hot deals on a cold day and cool deals when it's hot. Currently, it's chilly out. So here's a sizzler from Advance. Peak 50-50 antifreeze. A one-gallon jug is just $9.99. That's a $3 savings. And that'll keep your car running through the cold like a white wolf through a blizzard. Peak 50-50 antifreeze. Just $9.99. That's full throttle savings. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Store for detail.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
I could grab a quick call. What do you think? At least one?
Yeah, Trent.
Maybe two if we're lucky. What's Trent got?
Traffic.
That's got traffic.
Oh, man, we need that. Hey, Trent, you have a traffic report?
Yeah, traffic report. I'm coming from Illinois.
Okay.
And I was calling myself taking MLK. Thinking it would maybe take a little more time, but anyway, something happened on the bridge or just over the bridge, and people that are headed on the ramp to cross the bridge are turning around and driving the wrong way on the highway to get back on so that they can cross on the poplar.
That's never a good sign.
Yeah,
not a good sign.
I've backed down the ramp before.
They are backing down the ramp, and some people are literally turning around, driving the wrong way to get back on to where you stay on 64.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All
right, tell us exactly where this is again.
This is right where you would get on either ramp to get on the MLK bridge.
I'm going to tell you something.
There's one on the right, there's one on the left. Both of them, it was at a standstill, and I guess people decided they were waiting too long, and people started backing up, and then you'd see people turn completely around, driving the wrong way.
Listen to Trent.
I elected to back up, I must admit.
Trent, articulate, concise, to the point. He's a great traffic reporter. You're good, man. You're good. All right, we appreciate it. So do the drivers. Thank you, Trent. This would be, if I got it right, Rich. Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon.
Got about a minute. It's yours.
Okay, I'll make this quick. Okay. If you're going to take the King Bridge today, find a different route.
That's what the guy just said. That's what that guy just said.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the westbound side. I couldn't hear him, but I'm sitting on the westbound side. Haven't even made it to the river yet. And as far as I can see in my mirror behind me, all the way back to the approaches, it's got to be backed up into 55, 70, and 64 on the Illinois side. I don't know what's on the Missouri side that's got us stopped, but we've been sitting for 10 or 15 minutes. And the eastbound side, as you start the downgrade after you cross the river, is glazed over a solid sheet of ice.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
That doesn't make things any better. Rich?
I just watched six accidents while I was sitting here.
Ugh.
Be careful. We need all the listeners we can get. Don't get hurt.
I won't.
All right, Rich.
The PM, and it's been my pleasure.
Hey, always a pleasure. Where are you going to get traffic like that? Not at the Voice of Del Mar Garden.
No.
You're going to flip over there.
They're not out driving in this. They're at home.
They're at home under a shawl. They're at home watching their poly grip fizz their teeth in a glass or something. It's not poly grip. What is that effervescent
denture?
Polydent?
Polydent, no, yes.
Polydent.
That's what the listeners of that station are doing. Had a real nice chat with Mark Reardon today of Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And as always, he let me know how good business is because of the people who are AM and the PM who are smart enough to call and get some financial advice or smart enough to get a second opinion, even though they had gotten financial advice somewhere else. And that's our recommendation. If you don't have a financial advisor, meeting Mark and Jason can only be a good idea. Tell me why that's a bad idea, because it's just a meeting. It doesn't cost anything. You're going to tell them about you and your life and what you do and how much you have and what you intend to do down the road in future years and what it is you think you want this money for. And then they're going to ask you some other questions. They're going to tell you anything you want to know about them. And hopefully the end result will be that they shared with you some things you didn't know and weren't aware of with regard to what you can do with your money. Some people like to take risk more than others. You can be very, very conservative, want to take a little risk, a lot of risk. I don't think they want to be a part of a lot of risk, but my point is they'll work with you. Help you reach whatever that financial goal is that you have. Their website, I hope you know it by now, and there with Stiefel Nicholas, is markandjason.com. 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The district attorney in Kaufman County, Texas, not far from Dallas, says the two men who shot and